you, brothers and sisters. I just want to say, I think the Lord was wonderful that when the enemy came in like a flood, the Lord did lift up a standard against him.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在感谢主，当我们看见仇敌像洪水一样来攻击我们的时候，主他保护我们，听我们的祷告。
And that teaches us something about the testimony of Jesus in the church.
这让我们学习到一个很实际，耶稣基督的见证的功课。
It was amazing to hear Brother Stephen this morning speak for so long in the power of God.
今天早晨，我们看到江弟兄在讲台上靠着神的生命的大能，能够讲一个半钟头。
Let this be a lesson to all of us how we can face the onslaught of the enemy.
让我们这一次一起来学习这一个得胜的功课。
We can know what it is to overcome by His grace and by His power alone.
让我们能够单单的仰望祂，靠着祂的能力来得胜。
Now I wonder whether we could look at the Word of God.
让我们一起来读几处主的话。
In the Ephesian letter of the Apostle Paul.
请我们打开以弗所书。
And in chapter 1, we've read these verses a number of times.
我们已经读了好几次，我们今天晚上还要再读第一章以弗所书。
From verse 15.
15节开始。
For this cause I also, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus which is among you, and the love which ye show toward all the saints, cease not to give thanks to you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to that working of the strength of his might, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and made him to sit at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who filleth all in all.
15节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们。 使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then in the Colossian letter of the Apostle Paul in chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章。
From verse 16 to 18, for in him that is in Christ were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things. And in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在
And then one verse from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians and chapter 12, verse 12.
我们看哥林多前书12章12节。
For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of the body being many are one body, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个, 却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。Let
us just join in one further word of prayer.
让我们再一起来祷告。Beloved
Lord, as we come together this evening,
亲爱的主，今天晚上我们再一次聚集在你面前。We
do worship you that you have made full provision for us.
我们敬拜你，因为你预备了一切我们所需要的。
We thank you, you have not left us to our own gifts or talents or energy.
我们感谢你，你没有叫我们来依靠我们自己的能力、自己的经验、才干。
But you have provided us with an anointing.
你已经为我们预备了膏油。
For the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
这个膏油让讲道的、翻译的、听到的都能支取。
You have provided that anointing at enormous cost.
你为了给我们这个膏油，你付了极高的代价。You
died on Calvary.
你死在加略山。And
you finished that work.
你完成那个伟大的救恩。And
upon that basis you gave us, you poured out the Holy Spirit.
在那个基础上，你把圣灵倾倒下来。And
we thank you that that anointing is ours.
我们感谢主，这一个膏油是我们的。
In the Lord Jesus,
在基督里，
we stand into it now by faith.
今天靠着信心，我们站在这里。
Manifest it, Lord.
求你彰显出来。
Manifest it in the most practical manner.
彰显得非常实际，在我们中间。
And Lord, we need you.
我们需要你，主。
You have been with us in these days.
这几天你都丰满与我们同在。
When the enemy came in like a flood, you raised up a The Spirit of the Lord raised up a standard against him.
当仇敌像洪水一样攻击我们的时候，你的旌旗就高高的扬起。We
give you all the glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。Not
the doctors, not the nurses, but to you, Lord.
不是医生，也不是护士，乃是你是我们归荣耀的对象。You
did it.
是你的工作。Now
we come to this last time.
今天最后一个晚上。Lord.
Fill it with yourself.
主求你把你自己来充满这个聚会。
And we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, as Brother Stephen said this morning, if you don't know what the theme of this conference is now, it's a little late to tell you.
像我们弟兄早晨所说的，如果到现在你还不知道大会的主题，那你实在太迟了。
This testimony of Jesus in the church.
是。 耶稣基督的见证在教会里。I
was so nervous about my responsibility in it.
我对我这个部分非常的紧张。The
revealed pattern.
就是讲到那个启示出来的模式。What
does the word of God reveal?
到底神说了启示了什么？I
was so nervous I spoke with Brother Stephen about it.
我跟江弟兄交通了关于这个部分。Because
I thought, well, There's the only pattern I can see in the Word of God is the Lord Jesus.
我能够找来找去，唯一的那个模式就是耶稣基督。
And I guess that was the only pattern he could see as well.
我们的弟兄也只能找到那个。
So I said to him, well, now I'm probably going to say much the same thing as you.
所以我们两个大概会讲一样的东西。
He said, don't worry about it. Just give what the Lord gives you.
别担心主给你什么你就讲什么。
So what has been happening is basically we have been just crossing paths the whole time.
所以我们讲的时候你会发现我们两个讲员所讲的内容是有重复的地方。
He far more ably than I.
他讲的比我讲的好多了。
Well, he is more elderly than I.
因为他比我年长。
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美主。
This testimony of Jesus in the church.
这一个耶稣基督的见证在教会中。
The church is Christ.
教会就是基督。
You have to be blind not to see that.
你如果看不见，你就是一个瞎子。
The church is not a human organization.
教会根本不是一个人的组织。
A human institution.
或者人的机构。
A tradition.
或者一个传统。
A denomination.
一个宗派。
A set of rules.
或者一堆的规条。
The church is a person.
教会是一个人。
That person is the Lord Jesus.
这个人就是耶稣基督。
It is a question of being in.
所以问题是我们是否在这个人里头
drawing from the head
跟这个头联合
experiencing the life
经历他的生命
being made wise
让我们有聪明
growing up into him as head
我们长于这个头里
experiencing the whole body developing
能够 看经验到这一个身体在那里渐渐长大
As each part functions
每一个肢体都尽它的功能
It is a wonderful revelation we have in the word of God
这是我们在神的话语里面所看见一个奇妙的启示
It is this revealed pattern
这就是被启示出来的模式
But it is very strange to the flesh
但是这个概念对我们属肉体的人是很奇怪的
We want an organization
因为我们喜欢一个组织
We understand that kind of thing
因为组织我们很容易懂
Whether it's a bird watching club or a stamp collecting club or some other human society We understand these societies
不管是看鸟俱乐部也好这个收集邮票的这个俱乐部也好这些组织
They elect their leaders.
他们选举他们的领袖.
They collect money.
他们收集钱.
They advertise themselves.
他们做广告.
This is all absolutely normal to us.
这个对我们人来说很正常，很普通.
It is part of this world.
这是整个世界的一个系统.
When somebody says the church is Christ.
但是今天有一个人告诉你，教会就是基督。
It is head and body.
是头与身体。
For a moment we're stunned.
我们一听就愣住了。
How do you handle that?
这个怎么面对它？
It is handled from heaven.
因为这是从天来的。
And the moment the flesh gets in on it.
但是如果我们肉体掺杂进来
It destroys it
就把这个毁了
It paralyzes it
把它变僵化了
It dies
甚至死亡了
All the power of the head
头的能力
All the power of his resurrection life
那个复活的生命
Is simply paralyzed
却被肉体僵化了
Deadened
死亡了
By the flesh
就是因为肉体来了
And this has been the focal point of satanic strategy all the way through from Pentecost.
所以从五旬节到今天, 撒旦整个攻击教会的焦点就是从这里入手下手。
Bring every great move of the Holy Spirit down to the flesh level.
每一次你看见圣灵的运行在这个地上,
make it the same as any other organization or institution in the world.
仇敌就用同样的方法来把这个属天的变成一个属地的组织
make it something religious
变成一个宗教化的东西
paralyze the head
这样就把头
paralyze the headship
让这个头座不能成为真正的身体的头
you understand alienate the body from the head
把头与身体分开了
it is amazing
When
it begins to dawn on you that the church is essentially and completely a spiritual matter.
当你有一天了解教会是一个属灵的事物，让你忽然间有一个震惊。
That it has ministries, there's no doubt.
它的执事。
That it has workers, no doubt.
有他的工人也没有问题。
Apostles and prophets,
有使徒，有先知。
And shepherds and teachers,
有牧者，有教师。
And evangelists,
有传福音的。
There's no doubt.
是这些都有。
But it is a spiritual matter.
但是它是一个属灵的性质。
It is the calling of the Lord.
这是神的呼召。
The appointment of the Lord.
这是神所按立。
It grows out of life.
这是从生命里面出来的。
When you begin to understand this,
当你开始领悟这个点
，your flesh is paralyzed.
那你的肉体就被僵化了。
You can't promote this,
因为这些东西都不是提倡出来的。
You can't with the flesh build this organization.
你不能让这个肉体来组织它。
You can't perpetuate this tradition.
你不能够在这里模仿一个变成一个传统
You come up against an invisible wall
你好像来到一个无形的墙
The church is nothing unless the Holy Spirit is the supervisor
除非让圣灵来管制这一切教会没有任何的意义
From the day of Pentecost, it has been the Holy Spirit's responsibility to build the church.
从五旬节那一天开始到今天，教会的建造是圣灵的责任。
The Father longs for this.
因为父神渴望有这一天。
The Son made it absolutely clear upon this rock, I will build my church.
神的儿子很清楚地宣告在这个磐石上我要建立我的教会
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it
阴间的权柄不能胜过它
and it is the Holy Spirit's responsibility to manage the whole course of the church through world history
在整个教会的历史的演进都是圣灵在那里主导的。
So, dear friends, you see, this is something tremendous.
这是一个了不得的事。
We are not dealing with something small.
我们不是谈小事。
Yesterday evening, I spoke about the headship. Brother Stephen spoke about the headship of the Lord Jesus in the morning, and I spoke again about it in the evening.
昨天我们弟兄讲到这一个基督的这个头是头。我到晚上也是讲同样的题目。
I said, let me emphasize it again.
让我再强调它。
That if we as members of the body do not hear the head,
如果今天我们任何一个肢体听不见头的声音
the church will die.
教会会死亡。
It is as simple as that.
就是这么简单。
The intelligence is in the head.
因为所有的智慧都在头里。
Therefore, on every level of the life of the church,
所以教会中任何一个层次
whether it's elders,
长老
deacons,
执事
whether it is workers,
或者工人
whatever level it is,
不管你是哪一个
children's work,
儿童的工作
youth work,
青年的工作
whatever,
不管哪一方面
every single level has to have those who will inquire of the Lord.
每一个服事都要来求问主。
This idea that somehow or other we just put our heads together.
今天我们是把人的头放在一起。
We've got the Bible pattern.
我们有圣经的模式。
So now we put our heads together.
那么现在用我们人的智慧。
What is the difference between that and the Pope?
那么这样子跟天主教的教皇有什么不同？
There isn't any difference.
原则上是一样的。
What is the difference between that and the pastor mentality?
或者就是由这个牧师来带头。
There is no difference.
没有任何差别。
You can have a committee.
你可以有个委员会。
Not actually very biblical.
好像不太合圣经。
You can have a committee.
你可以有一个委员会。
But if that committee gets on its knees and seeks the Lord.
除非这个委员会能够跪下来寻求神。
And hears the Lord.
听见神的声音。
And obeys the Lord.
顺服他声音。
Something always happens.
那就有结果了。
You can have a church.
你有一个教会。
With elder brothers.
有长老。
And they don't get on their knees.
但是他们不跪下来求问神。
They put their heads together.
他们自己用自己的智慧。
They look at the book.
他们看看圣经。
And they think, well, this and this is what we should do.
我们就这么办。
And then the thing died.
然后这件事情死了。
The headship of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督的头。
Is the most vital element in the testimony of Jesus in the church.
所以耶稣基督的见证他是这个为首的居首位的是最重要。
Look at Laodicea.
你看老底家的教会。
Could there be a more interesting church?
在所有教会中这是最稀奇的教会。
Affluent.
有钱。
Educated.
有高的教育。
Sophisticated.
非常有素养。
Bible studies.
有圣经读
经 Evangelistic outreach
有布道会
The Lord's table
也有薄饼
Everything
每个应有尽有
They sing about the Lord
他们赞美主
They study the life of the Lord
他们研究主耶稣的一生
They take the Lord's name
他们呼求主名
And the Lord is outside of the whole thing
但是主却在门外
Knocking on the door
敲门
It is the most plaintiveword ever ascribed to the Lord Jesus.
这是最稀奇的一段话讲到主耶稣。
If any man hear my voice,
有任何人听见我的声音
and open the door,
然后开门
I will come in,
我就进到他里面
and will sup with him,
我就与他同坐席
and he with me,
他也与我坐席。
Can you believe this?
你能够相信这段话吗？
The head of the church,
这个教会的元首
the savior of the body,
是这个身体的救赎
he's outside,
却在门外
he doesn't say, if all of you will hear,
他并不是说你们每一个人听见我
he says, if anyone,
他只是说如果有任何人听见我
and opens the door,
然后开门
this matter of headship is all important I will say no more because we spoke about it last week
所以这个基督是元首是最重要的
And the second thing we talked about last night
昨天晚上我们还讲了第二点
Was Christ as all
基督是一切
Beginning and end
他是头他也是
First and last
从头到尾
Alpha and Omega
从阿尔法到 Omega
Listen to the words.It is from the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians chapter 5.
是这个哥林多后书第五章。
I'm going to follow the alternative, translation.
我要用另外一个版本的翻译。
If any man be in Christ,
若有人在基督里
there is a new creation.
那是新的创造
Not in you
不是在我们里面
In him
在他里面
If any man be in Christ There is a new creation
如果有人在基督里那就是个新造
Behold all things have passed away
旧事已过
All things have become new
一切都变成新的了
And all things are of God
万有都是归于他
This is the revealed pattern for the church.
这个是启示出来的教会。
What is this revealed pattern?
请问这个地方启示什么?
Everything has to find its source in the Lord Jesus.
就是每一件事物必须找到它在基督里的源头。
Once we introduce other things,
如果我们找到跟这个不符合其他的东西
from this fallen world,
从这个世界里面
humanism,
人文主义
it is rampant in the church,
那就是毁了教会
humanism,
人文主义
world, the philosophy of this world,
世界的哲学
Darwinism,
达尔文的主义
evolutionary theory,
这个进化论
Once we start to introduce these things,
如果把这些世界的东西往教会里面搬
Even if it is insidious,
如果是一点点
In the background, as it were,
放在后头
Influencing our attitudes,
来影响我们对主的态度
It is another source,
这是另外一个源头
Origin determines destiny,
这个源头决定你的终局
The enemy, this is another focal point of satanic strategy.
这是仇敌的第二条诡计。
Bring in Freudian psychology.
把这个弗洛伊德的心理学带进来。
Bring in a little bit of evolutionary theory.
带进来一点进化论。
Oh, abortion isn't that bad.
或者说堕胎也没什么错啊。
Wouldn't it be better to put some of these old people like me asleep?
让我们这些老一代的人
euthanasia.
或哦 euthanasia 就是安乐死。
Gay rights.
同性恋的权利。
Oh, you have to understand. Some people are born with a quirk inside.
那是遗传的原因。
You've got to take note of it.
你应该尊重他们。
We're not talking about loving people.
我们不是讲爱人吗?
We're talking about those things which do not find their origin in God.
我们乃是说任何的事情如果不能在它找到它的源头出于主的话
According, to the Western theory, I am 77 years of age.
照西方的算法我是77岁。
According to the Chinese, I'm 78.
但是照中国的算法，我今年是78岁。
They've given me another year.
他加了我一年。
You know why?
为什么?
Because they date from my conception.
因为中国人算年龄是从我们受精的时候那一天算起的。
Exactly what the Word of God says.
这是合乎圣经的。
I knew you in your mother's womb.
因为圣经说我在你在母腹里我就认识你。
You see, well, I mustn't get onto this too much, otherwise we start talking about other things. But the fact of the matter is the church is being influenced by the seductive strategy of humanism.
总而言之，我要提醒弟兄姊妹，教会今天常常被这些世俗的人的智慧来吸引，跑错路了。
So now, Dear brothers and sisters, let me talk about one or two things for this evening.
我还要讲一些事情。
Here is the third thing I want to underline.
第三个重点。
Yeah. The church is the expression of Christ.
教会是发表基督的。
It is to be the living, powerful expression of the Lord Jesus.
教会是一个发表活的基督，有能力的基督的表现。
If you look at Acts chapter 1,
我们打开第一章
1,
这个使徒行传第一章
The former treaties I made, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began both to do and to preach. That is the gospel of Luke.
这个第一节我已经做了前书论到耶稣基督开头一切所行所教训的。
What is the book of Acts?
那么到底使徒行传是什么?
The Acts are the continuation of what the Lord Jesus was teaching and doing.
前书是讲到耶稣所做所行。行传是耶稣基督继续在地上所做所行。
You see, it is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
所以 教会是表达基督耶稣。
Doesn't matter whether it was Peter or John.
不管你是彼得也好，约翰也好。
Or Barnabas and Paul.
巴拿巴也好，保罗也好。
It doesn't matter where we follow them.
不管他们到哪里。
Everywhere these churches.
每一个教会。
They express the Lord Jesus.
他们都表现基督。
In one way or another.
从这个角度，从那个角度
，They are the expression of the risen Christ.
他们乃是表现这位升天复活的基督。
Did you notice that verse in Ephesians chapter 1?
在以弗所书第一章
，verse 22 and 23.
22节、23节
，And he, God, made him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
His body,
他的身体
，if it wasn't in the book, it would be blasphemous.
如果不是圣经写这句话的话，人来讲好像是一个亵渎的话。
His body is his full.
他的身体是他丰满的表现。
Well, think,
好好想一想。
Your body is the fullness of your head.
你的身体是你这个头的丰满表现。
My head says your eyes are not too good. You need the glasses.
我的头告诉我你的视力不太好，要配眼镜。
How does my head get the glasses on?
那么我的脑袋怎么样子能够把这个眼镜放在眼镜上
呢？ My arm moves.
那就是因为我的手动。
My hand moves.
我的手动。
I take the glasses.
我把眼镜拿来。
I use both.I put them on.
我把它放在眼镜上。
Now my body is the fullness of my head.
那么我的身体就是我头的丰满。
If I want to touch that curtain and see what kind of material it is, how can I do it? My head says, I'm very interested in that curtain. I would like to know what kind of material it is. I can't get over there.
我的头看了那个木幔，但是想要知道是什么材料。但是我的头没办法达到那里。
Here is the fullness of my body. Yes, someone's enjoying it. You see, my body is the fullness of my head.
所以我的头就叫我的身体行动往那个方向去，这样我的整个的这个脑头里的丰满借着我的身体来表现出来。
Your body is the expression of your head.
所以你的身体表现你的头。
It's so simple.
很简单。
So the body, which is the church,
这个身体就是教会。
It is the expression of the Lord Jesus.
这个教会应该表现基督。
He wants to touch men and women.
他要 得到男人女人。
He does it through the members of his body.
他是借着他的身体来表达。
He wants to build up members of the body.
他要建立每一个肢体。
He does it.
他也就
through his body, other members.
他借着其他的身体的肢体来帮助这些。
It is the fullness of him who fills everything in everyone.
所以这是充满万有者所充满的这个身体。
The church on earth.In time, in place, is meant to be the expression of the Lord Jesus in that place.
所以任何一个教会在这个时间，在这个地点，他的任务就是表达基督在那个时地点。
At that time,
在那个时代
，on earth,
在地球上
，He is in heaven.
基督在天上
，But we are on earth.
但是我们在地上
，But by the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵
，we are joined to him in heaven.
他就把我们跟天上的头连在一起。
We are to be the expression.
我们就是他的表达。
Of his grace.
他的恩典的表示。
Of his love.
他的爱的表达。
I wish I could put it more clearly.
但愿还能讲得更清楚一点。
The lampstand.
金灯台。
Is not a bit of artistry.
金灯台不是来表现一个艺术品。
Actually, it is beautiful.
是很漂亮。
Solid gold.
纯金的。
22 carat.
22 K 金。
That's about as pure as you can get. You can go higher, 23. But then it becomes a bit soft. Think.
好好想.
It is art.
是一个艺术品.
It is created by God.
这是神的,
the mind of God.
这是神设计的.
He gave the pattern.
他把这个启示出来.
But it is not just a bit of art.
但是这不是为着艺术.
It is not just something you look at and say, oh, isn't that beautiful?
不是让我们欣赏欣赏, 哦, 漂亮极了.
Nor is it an antique.
也不是个古董.
Something valuable.
哦, 有值钱.
You just have it there and, well, you show people, yes, you see, here's the lampstand. Oh, you say, how old is it? Very old.
摆在你的客厅让人看, 哦, 我有这个值钱的古董。
What is the lampstand for?
到底灯台为什么?
For giving light.
让灯照出去。
If it doesn't give light, it is meaningless.
如果灯台不发光是没有意义的。
The expression of the Lord Jesus.
这是发表基督。
I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
凡跟随我的不会行在黑暗中。
But shall have the light of life.
要能够有生命的光。
Life.
生命。
From the head.
从头出来的。
By the Holy Spirit.
接着圣灵。
This life.
这个生命。
Becomes light.
成为光。
Now let me put it another way.
让我再表达一下。
Listen to what the Lord Jesus said.
注意听主耶稣怎么说。
In Matthew's Gospel.
在马太福音。
And chapter 5.
五章。
And verse 14.
第十四节,
Ye are the light of the world.
你们是世界的光。
A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand. And it shineth unto all them that are in the house. Even so let your light shine, so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
人点灯不是放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。Now
listen,
注意听,
is this one of those contradictions that liberal theologians tell us the Bible is full of?
这是不是圣经的矛盾呢? 有些神学家说这是圣经自相矛盾。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
With this we agree.
这个我们同意。
But then he says,
然后又说,
You are the light of the world.
你们是世界的光。
Let your light so shine before men.
让你们的光照在人前。
They may see your good works.
看见你们的好行为。
And glorify God.
荣耀你们的神。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
every assembly represented here
每一个教会代表在这里,
should be an outshining of the Lord Jesus.
要把基督光照出去,
light pouring out into the area in which that assembly is found.
你的聚会在哪里? 应该在那个地区有神的光借着你们照出去。
We should be full of good work.
我们应该有好行为。
Don't despise them.
不要轻视行为。
We are not saved by good works.
是我们不是借着好行为得救。
But good works are the evidence that by grace we have been saved.
但是好行为是证明我们得救的一个证据。
When people care for the sick.
当人去照顾有病的。
When they go out to help the injured.
去帮助那些受伤的。
When they visit people in hospitals.
当他们去 医院探访病人,
Don't despise it.
不要轻看这些,
Don't think, oh, that's Catholic.
哦, 那是天主教干的,
or that's Greek Orthodox.
哦, 或者是更正教,
Not us.
哦, 我们不做这些事,
we are the church.
我们是教会,
we are traveling to heaven.
我们是上天的,
we belong to another kingdom.
哦, 我们是另外一个境界的,
Where are our good works?
我们的好行为在哪里?
The Apostle Paul says, You are sons of light.
保罗告诉我们，我们是光明之子。
What does he mean?
什么意思?
That we just have doctrinal light?
是不是我们头上有个光环呢?
Or that the one who healed the sick and cared for the poor and visited the widow and cared for orphans is also doing the same thing again to us.
不管是照顾孤儿、照顾寡妇、帮助软弱的、探望病痛的，这些都是神借着我们去做的。
How can an assembly live beside tragedy?
我们怎么能够只活在这一个悲剧的旁边
？Unmoved
而毫无感动
，like the Levite，
像那个圣经说的那个利未人
，by on the other side，
就从那个人有需要的人旁边走过去。
Jesus commended the Samaritan。
但是基督耶稣就夸赞那一个撒玛利亚人
，because he stopped，
因为他停下来了
，and he bound up the man's wound，
他把他的伤口涂起来，
them,
把他洁净了
，put them on his ass，
把他放在这个车子上
，and walked，
然后把他带到，
himself,
带到旅店去
，as he took him toward hell，
带到旅店去。
You were once dark。
我们本来在黑暗中的。You
are now light in the Lord.
但是今天是成为世界的光。That's
what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 5 and verse 8.
这是保罗在以弗所书第五章告诉我们的。Why
do we always think of light as cold?
为什么我们想到光就觉得是冷啊?
Hard.
硬啊。
Uncompassionate.
没有任何的情感呢?
What do we mean?
什么意思?
If Jesus was the light of the world,
当我们听见耶稣是世界的光,
it is true, he uncompromisingly spoke the truth.
是,他把真理没有妥协的讲出来,
but he was full of compassion.
但是他却充满了怜悯,
he was moved.
他能够常常被感动,
One of the most beautiful pictures in the gospel.
在福音书里面一个美丽的图画
is when a leper came to Jesus.
是当一个有大麻风的来到耶稣面前
and said, Master, Rabbi,
老师啊,
if you will,
如果你肯,
you could make me clean.
你就让我洁净。
And Jesus touched him.
耶稣就摸他,
I don't believe that anyone had touched that man since the day he contracted leprosy.
从那个人得到大麻风起, 从来没有一个人敢摸他的,
he touched him.
而我们的主就摸他,
and said, I will.
耶稣说,我肯,
he now clean.
他就洁净,
and the man was healed.
他就得医治,
in that one single incident,
在那一刻,
you see the compassion of the light of the world.
所以你就看到这个世界的光是带着一个怜悯的心肠,
uncompromising,
他没有妥协,
unyielding as to the truth,
对真理绝对的真实,
but full of divine love.
但是在这里你看到他有神的爱,
compassion,
怜悯。
Well, I don't want to spend too long on this, but I mean, it's something I think tremendous.
这是一个很重要的事。
You know what an assembly ought to be?
教会应该是怎么样的?
It ought to be the place where the love of God is expressed.
在这里能够发表基督的爱。
It should be a place where the light of God is expressed.
发表神的光。
Should be a place where the life of God is, should be expressed.
发表神的生命。
Paul speaks of someone In 1 Corinthians 14, he said, this unsaved man will come in and will fall on his face and say, God is here.
保罗在哥林多前书说,一个教会当一个不信的人进来的时候,他们要看见神果然在你们当中就服下来。
Oh, for assemblies like that.
应该地上的教会是这样的。I
believe it was so. Right back when Brother Nee, when the Lord first fell upon our Brother Nee.
我相信这是神临到这个倪弟兄的时候, 他有这个经历。
I remember the stories that Elizabeth Fishbacher told me.
这个 Fishbacher 姐妹有一次跟我这样讲。
And some others I remember too, that Miss Card and Lena Barnes and others.
好几位都说到这个事儿。
I mean, it was so. Is it still so?
当年是那样，今天还是那样吗？
But the testimony of Jesus has not changed.
基督的见证从来没有改变。
He still wants to touch the leper.
他仍然要抚摸那个长大麻风的人。
He still wants to touch the alcoholic.
他要摸那个醉酒有重酒精毒的人。
He still wants to touch the drug addict.
他要帮助那个吸毒的人。
He wants to touch the convict.
他要摸到那些罪犯。
Still, he has not changed.
因为主没有改变过。
It is the testimony of Jesus.
因为这是基督的见证。
Then there is another matter I would like to. The brother Stephen has already dwelt on this.The church as the oneness of Christ.
第四个点就是，基督的合一性。
Our brother spoke already about this, but if you will suffer me, it's good to hear it again with another voice.
张弟兄虽然讲过，我还要重复。
The apostle Paul says.That we should give diligence.
保罗告诉我们要竭力
to keep the unity of the Spirit.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
In the bond of peace.
在这个合一的里面
Now, dear child of God, listen to me.
注意听
He didn't say strive to maintain the unity of the Spirit.
保罗并不是说朝这个合一去努力。
Struggle with all your power to maintain it.
尽你所能去朝这个方向努力。
He said, maintain it.
他乃是说保守。
You can't keep something you haven't got.
如果是保守的话意思说你老早有了。你没有办法。你没有办法保守你没有的东西。
The unity of the Spirit is already a fact.
圣灵的合一是一个事实。
You were born again into it.
我们在重生的时候已经进入这个圣灵的一。
If you're in Christ,
如果你在基督里
you're in the unity of the Spirit.
你在基督里你就是在圣灵的合一里。
Isn't this so?
不是吗
I mean,This unity is something we are to maintain. You can't keep, in English, you can't keep a dog you don't have.
如果没有狗，你就不会去保守一只狗。
You have to have a dog to keep it.
所以你要有保守你这个狗，你必须先要有一个狗。
So here the Apostle Paul is saying you've already got this unity of the Spirit.
所以保罗告诉我们我们老早在已经有了这一个圣灵的合一。
You may contradict it.
你会反对这个。
You may frustrate.
或者阻碍这个。
You may cause problems.
你会造成合一的问题。
But the unity of the Spirit is yours.
但是这个合一是你的。
Maintain it.
主说保守它。
In the same chapter,
同样这一章
In verse 13,
在十三节
He says Till we all attain to the unity of the faith
然后达到在真道上的合而为一
So the unity of the faith is something we're coming to
所以这个是我们要达到的
As our brother said this morning We don't see eye to eye on every single matter
像我们弟兄早上说的，我们的观点各有不同。
I personally believe in a partial rapture.
我如果相信一部分的人被提
，mid tribulation，
是在这个大灾难中间被提。
I don't fall out with my brothers and sisters who believe we're going to go right through the tribulation and there's only one coming of the Lord.
但是别的弟兄有另外一个看法，他们我没有问题。
You understand it?
That's right.
You understand me? You maintain the unity of the Spirit whilst we do not quite see eye to eye on some matters.
所以不管你对某一个真理有不同的领受，圣灵的合一你要保持。
You understand?
懂吗？
I believe in baptism by immersion.
我相信是要进到水里面受浸。
I think you must be pushed right under the water.
你要把它浸下去。
The more you're pushed under, the better.
越深越好。
Because you are to die.
因为你要埋葬。
You are crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised to walk in newness of life.
所以你是与基督同死同埋葬，然后复活。
Well, there are some brothers and sisters who are sprinkled.
但是有一些人就是滴两滴水就拉倒了。
Just a little bit of water.
一点点呢。
Or even a jug.
一小瓶啊。
Well, I don't, I think,Are you really buried?
我会怀疑他到底埋掉了没有。
But I'm not going to fight over it.
但是我不跟他辩论了。
Now, let me take something else.
再举一个例子。
I personally believe as a Jew,
我是一个犹太人呢。
That you should have proper wine at breaking of bread.
那么擘饼的时候应该是有葡萄酒啊。
I mean, to have great juice.
可是有人就用葡萄汁啊。
Ribena.
这个牌子的。
At the Lord's table.
在擘饼的时候。
For me is shocking.
对我这个犹太人来讲简直不能想象。
At least we had unleavened bread.
或者有这个无酵饼啊。
And at least we had a jug of this juice.
或者这个好的酒啊。
Yeah, we had a jug of it, which means at least we shared it.
我们可以分享啊。
Yes, you had one, you passed it to me, I passed it on. That's better than these individual cups.
我们是一个杯我们传来传去。
They
比这个几个小杯好啊。
Those individual cups are a perfect picture of the church. All individual.
每一个小杯正好说到今天的教会个体个人各管各的。
And when the Lord gave us this,
当主把这个饼杯给我们的时候
，It has tremendous meaning,
带有丰富的意义。
Now for me,
对我来讲
，When I drink the wine,
当我喝这一个酒的时候
，Properly fermented wine,
是一个发过酵的酒。
Now I understand.
现在我懂了。
It was the soul of the Lord Jesus that was poured out.
是主把他自己的魂倾倒出来。
Well, if it was grape juice or ribena, some soul.
如果只是用葡萄汁的话，这个把这个魂倾倒出来的意义表现不出来。
But I took the Lord's table.
但是我擘饼没有问题啊。
Why should I fight about it?
我干嘛去为这个打仗呢
？I wish you would all drink wine.
我愿意你们跟我可以都跟我一样喝酒。
But、that's okay.
但是我不去争执这个问题。
You understand what I'm trying to say?
我举这个例，懂为什么举这个例吗
？We have to maintain the unity of the spirit whilst we arrive at the unity of the faith.
所以我们是在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。作为起点来达到有一天我们在真道上合而为一。
You're Chinese.
在座的都是中国人。
I'm a Jew.
我是个犹太人。
But there's only one Christ.
但是只有一位基督。
I'm in him.
我在基督里。
You're in him.
你也在基督里。
He is in me.
他在我里面,
He is in you.
他也在你里面,
now, what is that?
那什么意思呢?
It is the unity of the Spirit.
这就是圣灵的一。
The British believe they're the only people in the kingdom of God.
英国人认为在神的国里只有英国人。
Because they always believe that if you really are going on with the Lord, you will get a British temperament.
因为英国人认为，如果你一直跟随主的话呢，你最后出来，你的性格就像一个英国的绅士一样。
You will become level.
你很
unflappable.
你是一个非常四平八稳的君子。
Never panic.
也从来很稳很冷静。
British.
这就是英国绅士。
It is the character of the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣的性格。
That's how the British think.
这是英国人的想法。
Now, I think the Chinese.
中国人呢?
They think they're the best too.
中国人认为他是世界最了不起的。
It is not for nothing they call China 中国。
因为中国这个中国就是这个全地球的中间。
Yeah, I mean, the center of everything.
中心。
Best in food.
最好的食物,
best in culture,
最好的文化,
best in history,
最好的历史,
best in continuity,
最有连续性,
nothing like the Chinese.
没有可以跟中国人比的。
Oh, you say, I feel so sorry for the African.
你说我实在很可怜那些非洲人。
And I feel sorry for the British.
我也非常可怜那些英国人。
I wish they were Chinese.
希望他们也跟中国人一样。
But this unity of the spirit,
但是灵的合一
is tremendous.
是了不得的。
You have something to give that nobody else can give.
这里面有一个东西是没有其他的人可以给的。
And I have something to give which nobody else can give.
我里面也有一些东西是没有别人可以给的。
When we maintain the unity of the Spirit,
当我们在圣灵里面保守这个合一,
whilst we come to the unity of the faith,
有一天我们就可以达到那个真道的合而为一。
The Lord can go on doing a great work.
主就可以在我们上做大事。
But when we divide,
可是我们分裂呢?
There's problem.
那我们就有问题了。
Now, let me make this absolutely clear.
让我讲得更清楚一点。
This oneness of Christ,
基督里的一,
is absolutely inclusive.
是包容的。
Every single person on this planet tonight, who is born of the Spirit of God, is included in that oneness.
在这个地球上, 所有重生得救的基督徒都应该包括在这个合一的里头。
Whatever their condition,
不管他什么光景,
whatever their color,
他什么肤色,
whatever their race,
他任何人种,
whatever their background,
他什么背景,
if they are born of God,
如果他从神生,
they are in the oneness of the Lord.
那他就在这个基督的合一里。
At the same time,
同时呢,
there is an exclusiveness.
也有一个排他性。
You can be unbelievably religious.
你可以非常有宗教性。
Christianized.
甚至有基督教。
You can be an archbishop.
你可能是一个红衣主教, 或一个主教。
I don't know what else.
我不管你是什么态度。
But if you're not born again,
但是你没有重生,
you're not in this oneness.
根本跟这个一没有份儿。
You can know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
你可能从启示录, 创世纪都熟悉。
But if you're not born of God,
但是你没有重生,
you're not in this oneness.
你跟这个一没有关系。
It is amazing to me.
这是稀奇的。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul says.
保罗注意听他怎么说。
In Romans chapter 15 and verse 7.
罗马15章第7节。
Receive ye one another as also Christ received you.
你们要互相接纳，像基督接纳你们一样。
Now listen to this. Receive ye one another as Christ also received you.
你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样。
How did Christ receive you?
到底神怎么接纳你呢？
As a hopeless, undeserving sinner.
是一个 没有希望的，也不配的一个罪人。
Did you hear that?
你听见没有？
Please open your ears, listen.
注意听。
You were received by Christ as a hopeless, undeserving sinner.
你被基督接纳的时候是一个没有指望也根本不值得的一个罪人。
How am I to receive you?
那么我怎么样接纳你呢？
On that minimal basis.
就在这个基础上。
Grace.
恩典。
But I say to my brother.
我对我的弟兄说。
Do you smoke?
你抽烟吗？ Oh,
I can smell it.
我可以闻出来。
I can smell it.
你有烟味。
He smokes.
有烟味。
I can't have anything to do with him.
不接纳。
Until he stops smoking.
除非有一天他不抽烟了。
I won't have him in my home.
我绝对不会叫他到我家来。
I don't want that smell coming in.
我不希望他这个烟味到我家。
And the cat going out.
然后猫跑掉了。
I don't... No, no. Do you believe in a partial rapture? Oh, I can't accept you.
那你相不相信只有部分的人被提啊？他不相信啊，不行，我跟我不一样。
Will you sprinkle?
你是不是洒水的受洗的
？I'll give you a booklet.
我给你一本书。
On how to be baptized properly.
你应该怎么样被好应该有的方式来受洗
？And until you're obedient, there is a blockage between us.
除非你顺服，我们没有办法交通。
Dear brother, dear sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，You see what it says in Romans. Did I say 15? That's right. Romans 14, verse 1.
罗马十四章第一节
Receive ye one another, but not for investigation of scruples.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
That is, we are to receive one, but not investigate every single thing. What do you believe here? How do you believe this? What do you do? I've done...
我们接纳弟兄的时候不要像一个这个警察调查户口一样每一个细节都要调查得清清楚楚。
Listen, dear brothers and sisters, exclusivism as an idea is absolutely wrong.
这一个排他性在我们里成为我们的观念这个观念是错的。
When we talk about the unity of Christ, the church being everyone who is not born of God is excluded, that is right.
当我们说凡是没有接受耶稣基督成为他个人的救主的，我们不接纳这样的人，那是对的。
But be careful.
但是注意。
Are you a Baptist?
你是浸信会的吗？哦，我不能接纳。
You ought to leave the Baptists.
你应该离开宗派。
Are you an Episcopalian?
Oh! 你是圣公会的吗？
Are you a Catholic?
你是天主教徒吗？
You should get out.
你应该赶快离开。
I can't have anything to do with you.
我跟你没有关系。
You see what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗？
Let me put it another way.
让我用另外一个方法。
The church down here is by its very existence imperfect.
在地上的教会是不完整的。
If you're looking for the perfect church, you'll never find it.
如果你一直在找一个完美的教会，你永远找不到。
It was a lady who asked D.L. Moody, and she said, "I'm looking for the perfect church."
有一个姐妹找穆迪牧师。问他说怎么样帮助我找一个完美的教会
And he said when you find it it won't be perfect
穆迪就说你找到的那一天已经不完全了
The fact of the matter is there's no such thing as a perfect church down here
所以在地上的事实是在地球上你找不到完美的教会
The gold may go up into the city
这个在地上的金子神要把它搬到天上去
And the precious stone
宝石也是如此
And the pearl
珍珠也是如此
But down here
但是地上呢
It is like a builder's yard
你看到的好像是一个工地造房子的工地
All over the place
材料到处都是
Think for a moment
想一想
If we were only an elite group,
如果我们只是在一个这个最好的一群人当中
we won't let anyone in because we investigate them before they come.
我们除非调查得清清楚楚，我们不让任何一个人进来。
We are perfect.
因为我们太完美了。
Oh, we are clear on a whole number of major doctrines.
所有重要的真理我们清清楚楚。
And we only let in those who are as clear as us.
那只有那些跟我们一样看法的人才准进来。
Then one day,Someone says, we've never seen a new person saved in this place for years.
如果中间有一个弟兄说，我们中间好像很久没有人得救了。
Should we not pray that God will save?
那我们应该祷告求主拯救一些人呢。
And so we begin to pray.
所以我们就祷告咯。
Lord,
主啊
multiply us.
让我们有增长。
Save the unsaved.
求主救一些没有信主的人。
Bring in amongst us men and women who have no Christian background, saved by your grace.
拯救那些不是基督徒的人。
And the Lord answers.
哎，主答应祷告了。
Let's say He saves 3,000.
那一天祷告完3,000人得救。
Your perfect church is now imperfect.
那一天你的完美教会就已经不完美了。
You have prostitutes.
因为有妓女跑来
了。You have drug addicts.
吸毒的来了。
You have divorcees.
有离婚的人来了。
You have alcoholics.
你有喝酒的人来了。
You got swindlers.
你有这些诈欺的人来了。
You got the dishonest.
你不诚实的人。
You got liars.
有撒谎的人。
And they've all got saved.
如果他们都得救了。
Praise the Lord, they're justified in the sight of God.
他们因信称义了。
But the problems they've got inside of them don't all go in a moment.
但是他们不因为他们因信称义，所以里面那些老毛病都跑不见了。
That's where we have all the problems.
那这些人都跑到教会来了。
Much easier to be an elite, overcoming group.
那想来我们还不如就是在这个得胜者的聚会里就好了。
Pure in doctrine.
像信仰一模一样。
You know that 120?
那120个人
that our brother Stephen mentioned this morning,
我们江弟兄早上说到
perfect in unity,
他们是完全合为
perfect in doctrine,
这个信仰一模一样
perfect in devotion,
对主的心也一样
Christ centered,
都是以基督为中心
waiting for his coming,
等候主来
could you ask for anything more?
你还能够找比这个更好的教会吗
but on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved,
那天3,000人得救
and within a few months, 5,000
又加了过一阵加了5,000人
and then it grew a number a number a number
然后这个教会迅速的成长
and into that perfect 120
那原来那个完美的120呢
came all these very imperfect lives
加进这些完全不完美的人
now comes the challenge to the 120
这对那120人是很大的挑战
shall we shut them out
我们是把他关出去呢
shall we look down on them
我们瞧不起他们呢
shall we say well they're not like us
你跟我们不一样啊
Or shall we serve them?
或者我们开始服侍他们呢？爱他们呢
？Care for them?
关心他们呢
？Walk with them?
陪他们走呢
？Seek to help them?
帮助他们
？Correct them?
归正他们
？The oneness of Christ,
基督的合一性
，Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Let me.Just mention one other thing in this.
让我再提一个点。
I must watch myself on time. Maybe just mention another matter in this. In the Old Testament,
在旧约的里面
there never was a division between the people of God who lived where they shouldn't live and those who went back to the land.
在旧约里面那些住在不是神所分派的这个土地上跟那些已经在神所派的土地上他们彼此之间没有任何的分裂
They were all called the house of Israel
神称这些人不管他住在哪里都是神的家
Even when they were living where the temple could not be built
他们虽然住在那个地方是圣殿不能建的地方
Even when they were living where the prophecies could not be fulfilled
他们住的地方是预言不能实现的地方。
It was those who went back who were involved in the actual fulfillment of the purpose of God.
但是有一批人，他们回到神的那个地上。
They rebuilt Jerusalem.
他们重建耶路撒
冷。They rebuilt the house of the Lord.
重建圣殿。
They rebuilt Bethlehem.
他们重建这个耶路撒冷。
They rebuilt the Galilee of the nations.
他们重建这个加利利。
There wouldn't have been a Nazareth.
如果没有加利利，就不会有拿撒勒。
There wouldn't have been a Capernaum.
也不会有加百农。
Where Jesus spent so many of his years.
因为这些地方主耶稣花了好多年。
Those who went back.
那些回到圣地的人。
Were directly involved with the coming of the Messiah.
他们是跟主来有发生直接的关系。
Directly involved in the fulfilling of the purpose of God in all kinds of ways concerning the coming of the Messiah.
他们都跟主第一次来发生某种直接的关系。
But never at any point did a division come between those who went back to the land.And those who remain in their very comfortable homes.
但是即使你看到有人从被掳之地回来，但是圣经里面从来没有把这两种人分开，认为他们是不同的，回来的人跟在那个被掳之地的。
You know, the rabbis discussed the book of Esther for years.
这些圣经的拉比为着这个以斯帖记到底是不是属于圣经，讨论了好多年。
There were two books they discussed.
有两卷书是争议性的。
Ecclesiastes.
就是传道书。
And Esther.
与以斯帖记。
They said these two books are not like the rest of Scripture.
这两本书跟其他的 经卷不太一样。
So they discussed and discussed and discussed, should they be included, should they be left out?
那么到底这两本书应该选在圣经里呢，还是被排斥排除？
Listen,
注意听
，The Book of Esther，
以斯帖记
，doesn't mention the Lord once，
没有提到主一生
，doesn't mention the house of God once，
也没有提到神的家
，doesn't mention Jerusalem once，
也没有提到耶路撒冷
，doesn't mention the eternal purpose of God once，
也不提到神的永远的旨意。
They said this book is heathen，
这本书是外邦人的。
Here is this Esther， her very name。Linked to Astarte.
这个以斯帖是跟另外一个文语文有关系。
Her real name was Hadas.
Hebrew. 就是 Hadas. 希伯来文是 Hadas 这个字。
Myrtle. Myrtle. They said, here she is married to a debauched sultan.
那么她是嫁给外邦人。
But they decided in the end to keep the book.Within the canon of Scripture.
但是他们交通之后，最后决定这个要包括在圣经里。
Why?
为什么？
Because in the four turning points in the story,
在这个整个故事的四个转捩点
，in Hebrew,
在希伯来文
，acrostically, that is the letters.
啊，每一个 每一个字。
You have the Lord.
有这个包含了神这个字。
He's there, hidden.
是隐藏在那个里头。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
they put it this way.
他们学者是这样说。
If all the Jews had died in Persia,
如果犹太人在波斯死掉的话
and everywhere else,
或者其他地方被杀了
it would not have affected the Jews in Jerusalem.
那不会影响在耶路撒冷的犹太人
There were enough who had gone back to defend themselves.
那这些人可以自己保护自己
But they said,
可是
the book of Esther speaks of the grace of God toward those who are living where they ought not.
这一本书 表达了神对那些虽然没有回归在外邦的人，他们不应该在那种生活里头，可是神还是保守他们。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
What I'm saying is this.
我要讲的点是这个。
Don't take a superior attitude towards brothers and sisters in other churches, in other groupings.
就是不可以对在其他聚会的弟兄姐妹，不在我们中间的，我们有个优越感，不可以。
We don't touch what is sinful.
我们不摸那些罪恶的事。
But we love the believers.
但是我们要爱这些信主的弟兄姐妹。
We should love them.
我们要爱他们。
Serve them.
服侍他们。
Do everything to help them to grow.
让他们能够长进。
Well, dear brothers, dear sisters, you see the time has gone.
时间很快的过去了。
It's a tremendous really to think.Brother Stephen spoke about life.
我们的弟兄交通道见证是生命。
And all I would say in closing is this.
在结束的时候我要这样讲。
In this life of Christ,
基督的生命,
everything a church needs,
是整个教会需要的,
is to be found.
就是要把它发掘出来。
How do elders come?
长老怎么产生?
In the life.
在生命里
I remember on one occasion, I won't tell you which country, far away from here.
有一次我在一个地方
I couldn't believe it. Everywhere I went, there was a mess. In every single fellowship, every single assembly.
每一个聚会我去看的都是在一塌糊涂
And then I found out what had happened.
然后我知道我发觉有一件事 有问题
A brother I knew,
有一个弟兄我认识
，much flesh，
非常属肉体。
Certain ministry， he had a certain ministry。
他有一个工作
，but much flesh，
就是很属肉体。
He went into these places and he said， "You, you, and you are elders."
他就随便指了，就说你们做长老。
And you and you are deacons。
另外指了一些人，你们做执事。
And of course these dear groups.Had elders that weren't elders, and deacons that weren't deacons.
那当然了，这个聚会就是不该做长老的做了长老，不该做执事的做了执事。
Why did Paul leave Titus in Crete?
为什么保罗把提多留在一个地方呢
？Why didn't he just fast?
为什么他不禁食祷告呢
？And say you and you and you, the Lord says you're elders.
然后就安利他们做长老。
He said, I left you in Crete to appoint elders in every church.
所以保罗有意的把提多留在后面要他在各城按立长老。
Why did he leave him?
为什么他把他留在那里
He could have got on his knees and got from the Lord who were the elders.
保罗可以自己祷告求神指示他就按立就好了。
Why did Paul never appoint elders on his first trip?
为什么保罗不在他第一次到这个教会的时候就按立了长老呢
？Only on the return.
只有当他以后回来之后再按立。
Isn't that interesting?
这个不是很稀奇吗
？Was he lacking in discernment?
难道他没有这个鉴别力吗
？Was he not walking close enough to the Lord?
难道他不是跟主很亲近吗
？No.
不不，这不是原因。
It was a question of the organic.
这里是那个生命的问题。
It seemed to me that Paul believed you had to leave time to see these brothers develop.
保罗知道，你必须给这些弟兄们时间，让他们的生命可以成长，然后再说。
Personally, I don't believe that Paul ever said you, you, and you are elders.
我不相信保罗会。马上就指定你是长老。
Some people believe that's apostolic, you see.
有的人认为这样就像个使徒样子。
I am pretty sure that Paul asked different people within each of those assemblies, what do you think about that?
我相信，在他按立长老之前，他会问当地的弟兄。
Seems to me that he's growing.
他这个弟兄成长的如何
？That's why he said to Timothy, lay hands on no man suddenly.
所以他建议提摩太不要 匆忙的替人按手。
As the life of the Lord Jesus flows through the assembly.
你要让弟兄们慢慢在生命中有成长在教会里面。
It becomes clear.
然后你就看得很清楚了。
Who have responsibility.
谁在生命的度量上能够承担责任。
You can't just appoint someone and he gets responsibility. He's either responsible or he isn't.
所以你匆忙的案例的话，这个人就有风险，他可能好也可能坏。
This matter of life is tremendous.
生命是非常的重要。
The fruit is in the life.
生命结出果子。
I mean a vine, a grapevine always has grapes.
一个好的葡萄树一定结好的果子。
You don't get peaches.
你长不出。
On the grapevine.
你在葡萄树上得不到杏仁。
Why?
为什么?
Because the life is grape life.
因为它是葡萄的生命。
You get peaches from a peach tree because it has peach life.
桃子是从桃子树得来的。
Even when you graft,
你即使接上去,
still it is amazing. There's fruit.
你是什么生命结什么果?
It is wonderful to think that this life, this resurrection life of the Lord Jesus is the key.Church life.
所以一个教会的生命维系在基督从死里复活这个生命。
Just look at the history of the church.
看看教会的历史。
Every time the head has been divorced from the body.
每一次当头与身体分开的时候。
Every time that somehow or other the lifeOf the Lord Jesus has been deadened, paralyzed.
任何的时候，当基督的生命因着某些原因被僵化了。
You see what has happened? Instead, you get a lifeless church.
马上发现这个教会。的生命就失去了。
In every single move of the Spirit,
每一次圣灵运动
by the fourth, fifth generation,
到了第四代、第五代
it has died.
死定了。
The longest living that I know from my studies in church history were the brethren.
在教会的历史你去看的时候 我的观察能够持续最久的是弟兄运动。
They lasted longer than anybody else, but even they have gone now.
他们持续了一百年，这是最长，但是现在已经没有了。
Isn't this amazing?
是不是很稀奇啊？
How we need to guard the life.
所以我们需要保守这个生命。
How we need to follow the law, as our brother said this morning, of the spirit of life.
所以我们要来跟随这个生命圣灵的律来活。
It's wonderful. If you remember going back to the first time, the first evening, those olive tree branches were pouring gold into the lampstand.
记得第一个晚上我交通到在那个金灯台旁边的两棵橄榄树，那个枝子流出的是金子，进入那一个灯台里。
Believers who were filled with the Holy Spirit，
也就是被圣灵充满的圣徒
，in whom the nature and life of the Lord Jesus was being reproduced，
耶稣基督的生命在这些成熟的基督徒里头被。长出来
providing the fuel for the light of the lampstand.
这个就成为金灯台的能源的来源。
So it has to be with the testimony of Jesus.
所以一个耶稣基督的见证在地上也必须在这个原则来发光。
When Ephesus lost its first love,
当以弗所的教会失去了起初的爱
It wasn't long before it died.
过了没有多久这个教会的见证 就死亡了。
That's why the Lord Jesus said,
所以主耶稣说,
If you do not repent and do the first work, I will come and remove your lampstand out of its place.
你如果不悔改, 行你起初所行的事, 我就要来到你这里, 把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, we pray together that you will write some of these words we've heard over these few days on our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，求你把这几天我们所交通的信息能够把它刻画在我们的心板上。
Don't let these days pass by, Lord.
主啊，不让这几天荒废过去。
Keep it alive in every one of us.
让你的话在我们每一个人生命中是活的。
By your Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵,
work in us,
做这个工在我们身上,
bring us to the place where we are prepared to be living sacrifices.
带我们来到一个地步, 让我们能够在主的面前过一个活祭的生活。
Hear this prayer of ours,
求你听我们的祷告,
for we ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。